The sun is shining on the mountain in Klosters, Switzerland, as dozens of people ski down the slopes. A handful of skiers stands out from the rest. One of them is sitting in a kind of buggy attached to a ski. Another one is standing on a single ski because he only has one leg. Everybody is wearing the same blue jersey with the words "Skiing with Heroes" on them. Among them is a girl with long blonde hair and a friendly face.
My name's Ella Hatley-Chaplin and I am in Klosters doing a week with Skiing with Heroes.
The heroes are 12 British veterans who were injured in combat in Iraq or Afghanistan. Ella is one of the 17 volunteers that help them ski. She is 22 years old and currently doing her third year of an economics degree at Trinity College in Dublin.
I'm extremely interested in doing charity work. It's an opportunity not just for the veterans, for us to meet the soldiers, hear about their stories.
And every one of the veterans has a story to tell. Some of them are amputees, others are paralyzed from the waist down. One participant is covered with burns from head to toe. And even a blind person is part of the group. But some of them have injuries you can't see, like post-traumatic stress disorder and depression.
People think they're heroes. They are. They've served their country, they've suffered because of it, they're injured, they're disabled, they can't do what they love.
The situation for Britain's veterans is not easy. When they get discharged because of their medical condition, some struggle to find new jobs in civil life. Isolation and depression can be some of the problems that follow. It's left to charities to help the veterans to get back on their feet again. And one of the ways they do that is by skiing.
This is part of their rehab, like trying to help them just get out and get up and get involved and push themselves again and come to terms with the fact that they can't do everything or get in the arm, but they can try.
Captain Martin Hewitt is one of the heroes in the program. In 2007, he was leading an assault on a Taliban gun post in Afghanistan when he got shot in the chest by a machine gun. He only survived because he plunged his hand into the wound to pinch the artery. After two emergency operations in Afghanistan, he was evacuated back to the UK. He recovered, but his right arm remained paralyzed.
In the army, I was very fit and very busy, and I went to lying in a hospital bed for 2 months. So I needed a focus, and skiing, for me, was that focus.
Martin was determined not to let his disability hold him back. Training hard, he began racing for the Paralympic skiing team and even winning medals for the UK. Sharing his story, Martin hopes that something similar will happen with the other veterans. That's not easy, but they can rely on a huge team to help them. Professional instructors who understand the medical and technical side of things. Then doctors, masseurs and therapists. And buddies like Ella.
We kind of go along and help with the skiing, with the social side of things, making sure they're happy. And also if the instructor needs an extra set of hands, if they fall over. So we just kind of go alongside them.
Today Ella is skiing with another participant who also happens to be named Martin. He lost his kneecaps in combat. His legs are not very strong, so he sits in a buggy attached to a monoski. He has short poles in his hands, which he can use to change the direction of the monoski. Not easy at all.
I tried all these things. I was useless and I couldn't do any of it. And you see these guys on their third day zooming down the mountain.
Usually skiing is no problem for 22-year-old Ella. It's her passion. After high school, she worked as a ski instructor in Switzerland. When she heard about the new Skiing with Heroes project, it was right up her alley.
My uncle was in the army. I've heard stories from him. For me, it worked because I love skiing. So to be able to help while skiing is even better for me.
Like all buddies, Ella had to raise £750 with donations to cover the costs. Not an easy task if you are a student, but she came up with an idea.
I had a coffee morning because I wanted my friends to hear about it. And I said, you know, bring £5 minimum and we'll do coffee and cakes, and had everyone to my house. And that was really successful.
Friends and family were very supportive. Ella went even over the target and raised £1,500. But also in Klosters, there's a lot of support for the charity. All buddies are put up in local families' homes. Other donors provide food, ski passes and equipment.
People have been talking about it in the town and Klosters. It's been a big thing. So they come up to us and ask us questions, say, oh, you're with the heroes, what's going on?
So far, her experiences as being a buddy are very positive. She's impressed by the progress the veterans make every day, especially by Craig, who lost his eyesight in combat and is now skiing blind. Assisted by the instructor and the buddies, he relies only on hearing.
He got on the piste, everyone was watching him, and we were all just like, wow, you're on a piste, and you're blind and he's never skied even when he had sight. And he's so brave. It's incredible.
Helping others means a lot to her, Ella says. When she is finished with her study, she wants to work full-time for a charitable organization. For DW, I'm Michael Hartleb in Klosters, Switzerland.